WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380. WAOK.
We're back. News and Talk 1380 WAOK 404-892-2703. We're excited. We're going to explore this morning who sets the standard of beauty for Black America. And we had a dynamic, incredible young lady who is with us this morning. We read an article that she wrote called Nicki Minaj and Marilyn Monroe. Is she perpetuating white female beauty standard? And that started the wheels a turning. Her name is Rhonda Penrice, and we're excited to have her with us this morning. How you doing, Rhonda?
I'm doing great, Lorraine. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're excited to have you with us. And Rhonda is a Chicago native with deep Mississippi roots.
Yes.
Who has worked with various publications, including The Griot, the Quarterly Black Review of Books, Rap Pages, Essence Online, Nia Online, Creative Loafing, Africana.com, AOL Black Voices, and Uptown. We also had with us this morning Carrie, who's a professional Black woman, a hiring manager who does not hire people who look too Black. She likes her blonde permed hair and blue eyes and does not like the Afrocentric look. We also welcome this morning Carrie. How you doing, Carrie?
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Great. We're excited to have you with us also.
Thank you.
Let's start with Rhonda. Rhonda, what inspired you to write this article?
Well, I mean, I'm a working writer, so they approached me about it, but these ideas, especially in regards to Nicki Minaj and what's perpetuated in magazines, I've been writing about a long time, and it is actually something I'm concerned about. And as you know, in my book, African-American History for Dummies, I have a segment on how Black women have not been historically considered beautiful in the mainstream arena.
So how do you feel about the way Black beauty is viewed in America?
Well, I think it's very troubling because we're still at a point where we don't accept diversity in the way that people look. And also, it's, you know, all you have to do is look at the images that are projected to us and see that, you know, everyone's hairstyles are not embraced, everyone's different skin colors are not embraced, and you should have that. You should have room for that. And as we know in our everyday lives, we see Black women that are beautiful that come in all shades, hair, you know, everything, shapes. And we don't see that reflected, even in our own publications.
Rhonda, do you think that ladies like Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, are representative of Black beauty?
Well, I mean, I think that in the mainstream, they are put up, well, I mean, with Nicki Minaj, it's kind of tricky because she, you know, she wears purple hair, she wears blonde hair, she, you know, she's doing a lot of different things to herself. But, you know, there's no denying that in the mainstream, when you see the women who break into the mainstream and who have traditionally been held as Black women who are beautiful, they tend to look more like Beyonce than you or I.
So who do you think sets the standard for beauty in America?
Well, I think the media plays a tremendous role. So I absolutely have to say that the media sets the standard.
404-892-2703. Also have Carrie with us this morning. Carrie, you are Black, is that correct?
Yes, I am a Black woman.
And
yes,
how do you feel about Black beauty?
I love Nicki Minaj. I mean, my hair is blonde. I have blue contacts. I feel fabulous all the time. And I don't think there's anything wrong with me wearing my blonde hair and my blue eyes. I just really don't get into the whole Afrocentric look. It's just not who I am, and I'm fine the way I am. I don't understand why it's such a big deal, honestly. I mean, I just feel like you should look the way you want to look, and I just think we keep going back. Oh, you're trying to look white. No, I look the way I want to look. I've chosen to look this way, and I'm comfortable with it. I'm comfortable with dating white men. I have two children by a white man. I love my life. So,
we're News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Will return and asking you the question: who sets the standard of beauty in Black America? Not just for women, but for men. Who are our brothers? Who are they trying to look like when they're sagging? Who are they trying to look like when you see the videos and there is never dark women in those videos? Who are they trying to be like when you find, and when a man is broke, you have a sister? Become a multimillionaire? Got a white woman. Who sets the standard for beauty? 404-892-2703. We're News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Why are the people on TV usually light skinned? 404-892-2703. We're News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Powerful is Lorraine Jacques White and Power Talk on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, the home of Mayor Kasim Reed.
Citizens of Atlanta, 2 hours.